Now, this is the Real BS Show, and today's topic is the weather. Hurricanes and rainstorms and that sort of thing.
Pistol shots ring out in a barroom night. Enter Betty Valentine from the upper hall. She sees a bartender in a pool of blood. Cries out, my God, they've killed them all. Here comes the story of the hurricane. The man the authorities came to blame for something that he never done. Put in a prison cell, but one time he could have been the champion of the world. Three bodies lying there, there's Patty. One of us had better call up the cops. And so Patty calls the cops. And they arrive on the scene with their red lights flashing in a hot New Jersey night. Meanwhile, far away in another part of town, Reuben Carter and a couple of friends are driving around. With a middleweight crown, had no idea what kind of shit was about to go down. When a cop pulled him over to the side of the road, just like the time before and the time before that. In Patterson, that's just the way things go. If you're black, you might as well not show up on the street, unless you wanna draw the heat. Cops. Him and other Dexter Bradley were just out prowling around. He said, I saw two men running out who looked like middleweights. Jumped into a white car with out-of-state plates. And Miss Patty Valentine just nodded her head. Cops said, wait a minute, boys, this one's not dead. So they took him to the infirmary. And though this man could hardly see, they told him he could identify the guilty man. South America fighting for his name. Well, after Dexter Bradley's still in the robbery game, and the cops are putting the screws to him, looking for somebody to blame. Remember that murder that you happened in a bar. Remember you said you saw the getaway car. Thinking like to play ball with the law. Think it might have been that fighter that you saw running that night. Don't forget that you are white. Bradley said, I'm really not sure. The cop said, a poor boy like you can use a break. We've got you for the motel job, and you're talking to your friend Bello. You don't want to have to go back to jail, be a nice fellow. You'll be doing society a favor. That son of a bitch is brave and getting braver. We want to put his ass in the stir. We want to pin this triple murder. Yeah.
with just one punch. But he never did like to talk about it all that much. It's my work, he'd say, I do it for pay. And when it's over, just as soon go on my way. Up to some paradise, where the trout streams flow and the air is nice. And ride a horse along the trail. But then they took him to the jailhouse, where they tried to turn a man into a mouse. Were marked in advance. The trial was a pig circus. He never had a chance. The judge made Reuben's witnesses drunkards for the slums. To the white folks who watched, he was a revolutionary bum. And to the black folks, he was just a crazy nigger. No one doubted that he pulled the trigger. And though they could not produce the gun, the DA said he was the one who did the deed. And the old Nigeria agreed. Carter was falsely tried. The crime was murder one. Guess who testified? Bello and Bradley, and they both all they lied. And the newspapers, they all went along for the ride. How can the life of such a man be in the palm of some fool's hand? To see him obviously framed couldn't help but make me feel ashamed. To live in a land where justice is again. Criminals in their coats and their ties are free to drink martinis and watch the sunrise. While Reuben sits like Buddha in a 10-foot cell, an innocent man in a living hell. Yes, that's the story of the hurricane, but it won't be over till they clear his name and give him back the time he's done. Put in a prison cell, but one time he could have been the champion of the world.
This is the Real BS Show.
BS, BS. You want to BS about something?
Yeah.
There's a storm coming, and I'm. This is just my prediction. It's not real or anything, but I'm saying that the price of silver is going to explode because these banks and this SLV, which is like a stock market thing.
Yeah, it's kind of like a paper.
It's paper silver. People are buying silver certificates and all this from the banks, and the banks are just selling, each ounce of silver that the bank has, they've got 400 customers that own it.
Right.
So there's coming a point now where silver's getting hard to find. The miners they don't even have silver mines anymore. It's leftover stuff from mining copper or zinc or lead or whatever. And There's coming a storm when people are going to say, okay, I want my silver.
Right.
I want delivery. And they're going to say, sorry, we can't deliver because we don't have it anymore.
Right.
The COMEX and the London metals markets and all that, they're all, they just don't have it. They just don't have it. And the miners aren't producing anymore. They're way underproducing from what they're selling or what they want to use.
Right.
And these wars going on, all these cruise missiles, they got 500 ounces of silver in every cruise missile.
Right.
you know, all this stuff. I mean, silver's used everywhere. And that's why I've been saving it, because I said, something's got to give here. Gold, they don't use gold.
Right.
You know, maybe a little jewelry here and there and stuff
like
that.
It's using some electronics.
But they can always recover it. They can always melt it down. Whereas silver is in the landfills, you know, all the cell phones and, you know, electronics and well, the military, I mean, when they blow up a missile, it's gone.
Right.
And and like I say, they're running out. You know, the earth doesn't have any more to give.
Right.
So it's going to, and the banks have been selling these paper contracts for years. And they're so far in the hole. And when people start saying, okay, I want delivery, and there's some big contracts out there, you know, they're going to say a failure to deliver, and that's going to blow everything up.
It'll be like a bank run then.
I don't know about bank runs, but they're just not going to be able to deliver. And once that gets out, that they can't deliver, which is coming soon,
right,
real soon, there's going to be a big... And China is just hoarding every bit of silver they can find.
Right.
And they're the second biggest producer in the world of silver. Mexico's first. And they're just hoarding this stuff like crazy.
Right.
They're going to Peru and Mexico and just buying the concentrate and all that stuff, and taking it home and filtering out all the silver they can get.
Right.
And they're paying, you know, the East is paying, like, if it's $44 here, it's $47 over there. So,
where
are you going to sell your silver?
Right.
Over there.
Right.
You know? So there's a big collision or big hurricane coming.
Right.
Silver hurricane.
And yeah, not many people know about the SLVs.
No, nobody.
And they probably
cares. Nobody cares. It's all part of medical business, electronics, you know, cell phones, and they don't use that much of it. But, you know, you add up all the cell phones that are out there and all the electronics and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Then toss in the military and whew.
It's one of those things with the SLVs, you know, the silver certificates, right? You know,
yeah, it's like buying stocks,
right?
You know,
most people don't even know that. They think, oh, I own silver though, and it's they think that's what it is.
Silver certificate says that you own, you know, here's a certificate, you own 1 ounce of silver,
right?
Well, you paid $30 for it or whatever, and now it's up to 40 or 45, and you say, okay, well, you can sell it if somebody else will buy it for that much.
Right.
But if you want to take delivery, which you've got, you know, a right to do, if everybody does that, then there's going to be a gigantic explosion.
Right.
And it's the banks and the big money people that are going to want delivery.
Yeah.
And there's going to be a shock come.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know. You got silverware, sterling silverware or whatever,
right,
just gather it all up and save it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Melt
right.
it down or whatever you want to do, but
right,
it's going to be worth a lot of money here.
Right.
Shortly, I would say. And I don't know, but what it's going to do is cause inflation big time.
Right.
So a loaf of bread's going to be $20 or $30 or something, you know. It's going to be horrible.
Yeah.
So just brace yourself, you know.
Yeah, that's a possibility.
I'd stock up on some toilet paper and you know, some...
Or just buy a bidet.
Cans of soup or whatever.
Right.
I don't know. But there's something big's coming.
Right.
And it'll be like a storm. I could be wrong. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
There's, you know...
I've
been saying this for 20, 30 years, you know.
Yeah, we've had historical examples of this in the past. The bank runs that happened were real things that happened. People ran to the bank to get their equivalent of gold out and freaked out different times in history. So it's bound to happen again. Just when?
Well, the Federal Reserve is just getting way overhead, way too deep. I mean, they just can't keep printing money like they have been.
Yeah. I think it was something during COVID. It was something like 80% of all U.S. dollars was printed during COVID. And that's including both under Trump and Biden. So that's crazy to think about
80%. Yeah, Donald Trump's screwing around with crypto now. There's I forget the name of it, but it's it's a new kind of crypto, and he thinks that's going to get us out of this $37 trillion debt that we have. And it makes sense when you look at it, but one little thing goes wrong, and I forget the name of the crypto. It's
I'm looking right now, and I can't remember what it's called. This is one of the problems when we go into fiat currency like this, you know.
Well, crypto is the ultimate fiat currency because you shut off the internet and everybody's broke.
right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the problem.
You can't get nothing.
You know, there's the Trump coin, but I don't think that's called the actual one.
No, it's a world currency or something.
Is it World Liberty Financial?
No.
USD one?
No.
Yeah, that's the one right there. It's the US. It's a dollar peg stable coin.
Stable coin. That's the name of it. Yeah. Stable coin.
Yeah, that's USD one is the term.
Well, they think that's gonna get us out of debt.
Yeah, right. You know,
if everybody hogs into that, and then it's really treading on thin ice. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Silver's been money for 10,000 years, so.
Right.
I mean, who's that guy that gave up Jesus, the traitor guy? I forget his name.
I'm not sure.
He was one of his buddies.
The USD one talking.
Well, the Romans paid him 26 things of silver. To point out Judas. Yeah.
Okay, I know what you're talking about now.
Yeah.
The World Liberty Financial is the company is a decentralized finance protocol, and it's founded in 2024, and it's the one that did USD one. so it has connections with Trump and.
Well, I'm telling you, they're screwing around with dynamite. Yeah. I mean, it's not gonna end well.
Right.
It's a trick, you know, and it's
right.
Yeah,
it's we have interesting times ahead. That's what I was saying.
Yeah, that's for sure. The thing about energy and food. I mean, would you rather have a dollar or would you rather have something to eat? You know,
right.
I mean, you know, when push comes to shove, you're going to go for something to eat.
Right.
You can't eat dollar bills.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a...
I mean, they say the same thing about gold and silver. You can't eat it.
That's true.
But guess what? You can trade it for something. It's worth something. Dollar bills are getting less and less and less.
Right.
I mean, they're like 99... They've lost 99% of their value since 71 when Nixon took us off the gold standard.
Yeah.
And they've lost that much value. I mean, it's just...
Yeah, 1971 was a... If you look up what happened in 1971 on Google, you might be shocked. I mean, you take $1 from then, and it's equal to $8 now. And that's, you know, you would scale that up. Let's say $20, you know, $20. What's that today? That's $160 from 1971. $20.
You're being kind.
Oh, I know, but that's a very conservative estimate. It's probably higher than that. But I'm using just a rough estimate. 1971 to 2025, $20 is now worth $160.
Back in 1925, someplace in there, you take a $20 gold piece.
Right.
Buy a new suit and a bunch of other stuff.
And that was $370 today.
And $20 in cash back then would buy the same thing.
Yeah.
But if you take $20 from then and go to now.
That'd be $370.
If you had a $20 bill and a 1 ounce gold piece back then, and then you kept them, locked them up in a box, and then now you open the box. Take the $20 out, and you take the gold piece out. Well, the gold piece is worth $400, $3,500 or something.
Right.
the $20 thing is not even worth $20. You know? I mean, you wouldn't buy no.
I couldn't even buy
a pair of socks for that
much. I think the gold standard definitely is the stable way of moving forward. I know it had its problems, but at the end of the road, we were way more
stable.
You
got to have something.
Yeah, sure. I agree 100%.
And it'll always be something, you know, whether it's ground beef or vegetables or bananas or whatever, it's going to be worth something. A dollar bill is getting worse and worse and worse. It's not getting worth anything. You know, use it to light a fire.
Right, right. And I think that's one of the problems right there. Here's one for you. There's a thing saying that, you know, if you were to buy, you know, 10 of these, you know, bars would be equal to a house price then in 1920. And 2023, the same thing, you know, 10 of these would buy a house. And that's the truth. You know, I mean, what size do you think that is right there?
19, oh, that's probably 10 ounces.
10-ounce gold, so 10-ounce. So well, you say 100 ounces would buy a house then and would buy a house now. That's the truth. And it's only
well, yeah,
10
but
of them.
A house back then was $10,000, and the house now is $300,000.
Exactly, but this is because of this. The price of, if you bought 10 ounces of gold and bought a house with it, it'd be the same price as then. Yeah. That's the point I'm making.
Gold hasn't gone anywhere. No. The dollar's gone down.
Exactly, exactly.
Super, super down.
And so this picture here that I'm showing, you guys can't see, but it's 10 ounces could buy a house then, an average house, in 1920, and the same thing today. Same price. The house price never really changed. It's the dollar lost value. This is one where my parents, they're not stupid or anything, but they'll sit there and say, the house is not, you know, gained this much value. And it's like, no, it's not. It's the same price. If you put that in the inflation calculator, what you bought your house at in 74, I think it was, they bought their house. It's the same price as today when you calculate inflation. It's never changed.
Not in dollars, it isn't.
No, it's same value.
The same value would be in gold and silver.
Exactly. That's what I mean. But if you take away the inflation, then it's the same price. It's never changed. And that's the dang truth, you know.
Well, that's the way in the Constitution when they first wrote it. Gold and silver was the only source of money.
Right.
Now, Florida has just passed a new law where you can, gold and silver is now legal tender.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You can go to the grocery store and buy stuff with silver.
Where's that again?
Florida.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind having some silver. It has a lot of uses. It's used in jewelry, silverware, medicine, electronics, brazing alloys, chemical equipment, catalysts, photography, nanoparticles, and
solar panels.
Many, you know, solar panels, desalination. The Texas just in 2007 designated silver as the official precious metal of Texas.
I just said, you know, and everybody laughed at me. The year 2020. Yeah, that's when I first started. It was $4 an ounce.
Oh, really?
It's $45 an ounce today, and it's going higher big time. So, I mean, I should have bought a lot. And people laughed at me back then. They said, "Oh, you're stupid. You know, that's dumb. Wasting your money. What's silver going to do for you? You know, nothing." I said, just a little insurance policy. You know, you salt a little bit away. You don't have to go crazy. Well, guess what? It's starting to come to fruition.
Right.
I mean, just look at the gold price. I mean, it's gone crazy. You know, back in 1980, it was trying to get to 400. Now it's almost 4,000, and it ain't stopping. It ain't stopping.
Right. I was looking online here to kind of get a rough estimate. There's 20 grams of silver used in a typical solar panel. And so that's about $29 worth of silver in each solar panel.
Well, it all depends the size of the solar panel.
Right.
I mean, it's a 400-watt solar panel. It's much more than that.
They're saying it's $1.45 per gram of silver, which is roughly about right. It's used in a lot of different things. Has a high conductivity.
Well, there's how many grams in an ounce? 34 or something like 34.
There's a little bit less than a 1 ounce of 20 grams. So, you know, let me do it in ounce. Yeah, they're saying about 2/3 of an ounce, roughly, in each solar panel, which is still a lot.
That's it depends on the size of it. I'm telling you, flat out. Sure. It definitely depends.
Oh, yeah.
Depends.
Let's say
on
a 300 watt solar panel, and then you got how much silver, and you're looking at probably roughly about 20 grams there. But if you do like a 500 watt, you know, it's going to be probably more. But the average right now, 300 watts.
Well, still, nobody cares. You know?
Right.
Nobody
yeah.
cares.
No.
The whole country is just running around,
right?
You know, buying stuff on Amazon.
In 2023, photovoltaics, that's, you know, like solar panels, consumed 142 million ounces of silver, representing 14% of total silver usage worldwide. That's a lot. That's up from 2014, was only 5%. So it's growing drastically. The supply of silver has not kept pace, leading to increased prices and concerns of future availability. So solar panels definitely
For the last 5 years, the world has used millions of ounces more silver
right.
than they took out of the ground.
Right, right.
And it's getting worse every
right.
year.
And this is where, you know, I'm kind of shocked that, you know, you don't see a lot of people trying to go through landfills, because I guarantee you landfills have a lot of junk in it.
Yeah.
That has silver in it. You think about just the mining.
It's too
operation.
Hard to separate the silver from the
yeah.
cell phone. You
yeah.
know, it's just too hard. Costs too much money to
right.
do it. You know, so
it doesn't,
they're not doing it.
I was watching it. There's a guy that does metalworking, and he described how hard it is to get silver. If you were to alloy together, how hard it is to melt it and separate it, because silver, when it combines with other things, becomes extremely hard to separate once it's alloyed. And
it takes a lot of chemicals to do that.
A lot of chemicals and a lot of heat. And that's a lot of people can't do that. It requires a special refinery kind of style. But even still, you think about some of these, you know, just the vast amount of areas where have silver mines. It's the whole, like, there's so many silver mines.
Well, Mexico is number one. And their government down there is getting really
right.
nasty. They're going to nationalize all the First
right.
Majestic and all these... Panama and all these big silver mine places are getting nationalized. So the government's taking them over.
Oh, wow.
And that's going to create another big mess.
So they're saying, if you look at this map, of course we're talking about something. There's a lot of them in Mexico. But they're saying there's silver mines in like...
North Carolina.
Along the Appalachian Mountains. And I don't know about that, but... In the Midwest, you know, in the West, the Rockies and stuff, there's a lot of silver mines there that can be tapped. And, you know, it's just kind of shocked that, you know, we're not seeing more of that, you know.
Well, we import silver.
Right. We should be mining
We export gold. We got more gold than what we
right.
need or use
right.
in America. So, I mean, we don't have to import gold from anywhere.
Right.
But we definitely import silver from all over the world. And China is number two. Mexico
right.
is number one, and China is number two.
Right.
And, you know, it's very possible that China's number one. They got a lot of silver over there.
Right.
And
Peru,
it's going to
yeah.
get ugly. And these other countries they see it coming. They see it coming.
Right.
And we're just cruising along in our merry way.
Yeah.
We're going to get sideswiped big time.
I just think, you know, you look at regions where there's silver mines, and there's a lot of mines in the United States that could be producing, and it seems like they aren't attacking it like they could. It's just interesting how here's a map showing there's the top 10 mining sites in the United States has, if you notice here, it's all over the West Coast there, and some of them even South Carolina too. You mentioned just interesting. It's interesting seeing where these things are, because the silver was produced by old geological events from back when the Rockies formed, and that was millions of years ago.
Stars and asteroids,
right?
Hitting
hitting
the continent,
blowing up, and
it's all come from outer space.
Yeah, they were showing that one asteroid could be worth like $10 trillion worth, or $1 trillion worth, depending on the asteroid.
Well, I'll leave it to Elon Musk. He'll try to capture a couple of those.
Why not go mine them? They already proved they could do it, so why not do it? I don't know. It's interesting what we could do. Because to me, I think silver is the future. It has a lot of potential, and why not?
Well, it's too late now. It's already got the potential. It's already there.
Right.
You know, they just can't. Nothing conducts electricity like silver.
Oh, no, nothing. Exactly, yeah.
And not even gold.
Yeah.
And they use it medical instruments and medical supplies and stuff. And it's just, it's really growing, and it's getting bigger and bigger every year. And these electric cars and stuff, they're full of silver.
Right. You ever hear the saying, born with a silver spoon, you know?
Well, they used to, that's how they cured kids when they got the flu.
It was antimicrobial, yeah.
Yeah, they'd stick a silver spoon in their mouth and that would kill germs.
It's true. There's truth to that. And kids that did eat with a silver spoon tended to be a little bit healthier.
Now they just take vitamin D.
Yeah.
Something.
Right.
Vitamin something or other.
Yeah, think about that. Before we knew about vitamins, what life was like, they didn't know that you needed certain vitamins to survive, you know. It's quite interesting, you know.
Yeah, it's definitely a different ball game nowadays. But the, you know, and for me, it's not a giant big deal because, you know, how much longer am I going to be here, you know?
Yeah, well, it's also your future, your kids and your grandkids, and, you know, we're leaving behind something.
Well, I can tell them, I can talk to them until I'm blue in the face, but they ain't listening.
Yeah.
You know, they don't listen to me.
Well, it's hard to listen to everything someone says because no one's 100% right, right?
Well, so, they all know more than I do.
Yeah,
so.
That's the other problem. They think they know better.
Yeah, well, it could be true. I don't know.
I know how that is. You know, my son, you know, I love him to death, but there's times he don't. You know, listen to me when I give advice or something. And then later on he comes back to me and goes, you know, you were right about this and I didn't believe you. And it wasn't the fact I'm trying to be right. I mean, I'm coming to educated guesses about certain
things.
Trying
to help, that's all.
Yeah, I just want to see a future for them. You know, I look at the future and see that, you know, we have $4 trillion of debt. I don't even know what the national debt is. I haven't even looked at it. I think it's
37.
Like U.S.
It's over national, 37 trillion.
Yeah. I'm behind. You know, I go to the debt clock and see, 37 trillion, 37.5 trillion.
Yeah, we're headed for 38.
So, you know, to me, I was behind at 32. So,
and Trump's borrowing $2 trillion a year.
Yeah.
See, more.
That's the problem I had with the big, beautiful bill is, you know, we had people bringing that point up saying, hey, we're still in massive debt and deficits, this $2 trillion a year. That's crazy. We can't afford this. And we had to cut spending, and no one wants to cut spending because that kills votes more than anything else.
Yeah.
And so that's the problem is they're falling to the reality, and then you got certain people that believe that we can just spend, and don't realize that there's.
Well, I'll tell you where it's really hitting home is is the homeowners and the people.
Yeah.
I mean the taxpayers.
Yeah.
The property taxes are outrageous.
Yeah.
I mean, and they're just going up every year.
Oh yeah. And so here's one.
I say, well, what's the matter with these people?
Yeah,
you know? you got to quit spending.
Right. I think it was Ron Paul that said that inflation is a tax on the poor.
It hurts the poor more than anybody.
And I think that's, you know,
I'm in the poor class, so. I mean, you know, except for I'm by myself, so I don't, you know, I can live on Coke.
So his exact quote is
Coca-Cola.
Inflation is a regressive tax that hurts the poor most, which is the truth. It's a hidden tax that really affects the poor and middle class more than anything else. And I truly believe that. And I've always.
Well, it's coming. It's coming. Yeah. It's going to get worse and worse. It is. I mean, they say it's 2%.
Yeah.
Crazy. It's good 10% easy.
Yeah. Well, you factor in everything included in that. Yes. I agree.
And the way they're raising property taxes is just. And that's local people are raising property taxes on local people.
Yeah.
What's the matter with them people?
Yeah.
I mean, these school boards and stuff, they're nuts.
So this is an example here that. Locally here, you know, this is, you know, we realize that, you know, their claim would be, I'm playing devil's advocate here, kind of, but also they're claiming, well, the police officers want more pay, the street workers want more pay, you know, expenses went up, and so they had to pay more, and so they all want, everyone wants their handout with more money, because everything went up, and that's something, you know, you go from people were making $10 an hour before and now are making 15. And before that, they were making like $8, you know. And so things have drastically, you know, labor has went up in value, or the U.S. dollars went and lost value. Then people want more pay. Of course, everything's going to go up. And it's the truth, you know. But at the same time, we've been, you know, how many people have been clamoring for minimum wage to go up? And then look what happened. It didn't even need the government to do anything. You had minimum wage
up by itself.
It went by itself.
McDonald's paying $12 an hour just to sign up.
Locally, and then in Erie, they're paying $15.
Yeah, and the minimum wage is $7.
Yeah.
So where's the government there?
You know? They don't need it.
Yeah, you don't need it. It's stupid.
And I think this is where, you know, people can choose where they want to work, and that's their choice, and that's what happened. I heard a lot of business owners saying it was very hard to find any workers, and it's like...
Well, I'll raise my hand to that one, because I can't find anybody. Nobody wants to work for me.
The sad truth is, and this is why prices keep on going up, and why food prices keep on going up, is because people want paid more than what people are paying. And so then when you start doing that, you have to raise your prices. And then that's a chain effect. It's just affecting everybody. Everyone raises their prices along the way on the chain.
Well, here's what happened to me. I was paying a certain amount of money
for
helpers. I had a couple helpers, and they'd show up, and they'd pay them by the hour.
Right.
And they were doing a good job. And I said, well, here, you're doing such a good job, I'll give you a raise.
Yeah.
So I went from maybe $15 up to $20. Yeah. Well, I went to $20 an hour. Guess what? They slowed down. Next thing, instead of getting a half a quart of wood or more an hour split, it went down below a face cord, a third of a cord. I said, wait a minute, something's not right. I said, you guys are laid off. I'm out of money. I just told them, I said, number one, you're going slower. Number two, I'm running out of money. So you're done.
Yeah.
So now I do it all myself.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. That's not easy.
No.
Especially with the weather we've had, you know.
Yeah.
Either it's too hot or it's too cold.
Right.
In the last 9 months, it's just been awful.
I think that's the part of the problem there is you also have a lot of people that are just literally, there's also a lot of burnout, too, in the world right now. I think COVID really kind of shook people a little bit because, how often do we have a situation where people are forced to stay at home or choose themselves to stay at home and don't socialize at all? I think that really affects people mentally.
Well, the government shut down a lot of businesses too,
easily.
Restaurants and who knows.
Except for the ones that they ran.
Well, except for Walmart,
Yeah.
The ones they couldn't control.
Well, they wanted them to control. It kind of was like a weird thing. You killed a lot of small businesses so the big businesses can stay open. But, also there's a lot of politicians that had businesses that were deemed essential, even though they weren't like a cabinet making business. Magically.
Well, you had to be a governor to get away with that.
Yeah, I know. Just odd, I mean.
Same old crooked nonsense.
I get what's happening, but to me it's,
Well, I'm just saying that and I could be nuts. I could be totally off the mark, but I'm saying this silver thing is going to be a big explosion.
Yeah.
And it's going to get expensive, And, let's say I have 1,000 ounces of silver someplace, and it goes to $1,000 an ounce. I'm a millionaire.
Easily, yeah.
Except for it costs $20 for a loaf of bread.
Yeah.
I don't know for sure.
But then you don't know if it's going to go up higher,
You hit 4,000.
You never know. It might drop back down, That's the problem with the whole situation.
Yeah. It's
because if you imagine this, if they were to mine one asteroid of silver, if they found it on there and it had all that silver in it from the stars exploding and condensing on different parts and making asteroids, and they found, let's say, $1 trillion worth of silver, they'd tank silver instantly.
Oh, sure,
but that's okay, sure. We need silver,
yeah.
But I don't know.
I hid my silver so good, I don't even know where it is.
Oh, you need a metal detector.
I know. I got to go out there and look around and try to find it. Start poking
the ground.
Yeah.
What's that?
What an idiot. I can't tell you. If there's a way to screw up, I'll find it.
What's that? The people with the rods?
Those wands.
Yeah, whatever they are. They do welds or something.
Yeah, I don't think water.
I don't think that stuff works. I think that's a hooky-book stuff.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows?
Wait, what are they
might work for some people, not everybody.
I don't know.
All right. Well, let's do some more weather songs.
Yeah.
Something about weather.
Yeah.
Oh, where have you been, my blue-eyed son? And where have you been, my darling young one? I've stumbled on the side of 12 misty mountains. I've walked and I crawled on 6 crooked highways. I've stepped in the middle of 7 side forests. I've been out in front of a dozen dead oceans. I've been 10,000 miles in the mouth of a graveyard. And it's a hard rain you're gonna fall. Oh, what did you see, my blue-eyed son? And what did you see, my darling young one? I saw a newborn baby with wild wolves all around it. I saw highway diamonds with nobody on it. I saw a black branch with blood that kept dripping. I saw a room full of men with their hammers a-bleeding. I saw a white ladder all covered with water. I saw 10,000 talkers whose tongues were all broken. I saw guns and sharp swords in the hands of young children. And it's a hard rain are gonna fall. Oh, what did you hear, my blue-eyed son? And what did you hear, my darling young one? I heard the sound of a thunder that roared out a warning. I heard the roar of a wave that could drown the whole world. I heard 100 drummers whose hands were a-blazing. I heard 10,000 whispering and nobody listening. I heard one person starve, I heard many people laughing. I heard the song of a poet who died in the gutter. I heard the sound of a clown who cried in the alley. And it's a hard rains are gonna fall. Oh, what did you meet, my blue-eyed son? And who did you meet, my darling young one? I met a young child beside a dead pony. I met a white man who walked a black dog. I met a young woman whose body was burning. I met a young girl, she gave me a rainbow. I met one man who was wounded in love. I met another man who was wounded in hatred. And it's a hard rains are gonna fall. Oh, And what'll you do now, my blue-eyed son? And what'll you do now, my darling young one? I'm a-going back out for the rain starts a-falling. I'll walk to the depths of the deepest dark forest, where the people are many and their hands are all empty, where the pellets of poison are flooding their waters, where the home in the valley meets the damp, dirty prison, and the executioner's face is always well hidden, where hunger is ugly, where the souls are forgotten, where black is the color, where none is the number. And I'll tell it and speak it and think it and breathe it, and reflect from the mountains so all souls can see it. And I'll stand on the ocean until I start sinking, but I'll know my song well before I start singing. And it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, and it's a hard, it's a hard rains are gonna fall.
Ah, there we go. Bob Dylan. Hard rains are gonna fall.
Yeah, well, it's been raining the last couple of days here. Yeah. Finally.
Yeah,
finally.
We were in a drought for a while.
My spring outback stopped running.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, I got 600 gallons, you know, in tanks and stuff, so
right.
I don't have to worry about it.
Are you using like a 12-volt pump?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, just like anybody else's house, you know.
All right. Yeah, I got the weather map up, and I always watch the U.S. Drought Monitor because it kind of keeps you updated, and we're roughly in the light yellow, which means abnormal dry, but it was moderate drought for a bit, not enough rain. We had a lot of rain in the spring and a lot of rain in the summer.
The next couple of days are going to be rain,
yeah.
But then after that, we got a couple of weeks of nothing.
Well, it's probably nice.
And it's going to be fairly warm, too. So
I kind of...
Which is all right.
Yeah, we need that.
70s. I mean, not 80s, 70s. Yeah.
70s is okay.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. It's good wood cutting weather.
Yeah. Bill likes cutting wood, if you didn't know.
Well, I just do it and stack it up and save it. And then if somebody wants some, I got it. Boom.
Bill's firewood.com. Yeah. Yeah.
You wouldn't believe the amount of phone calls I get. Every day, I'll bet you 5 or 6 more requests and they're not small requests. They want 1 or 2 chords, 3 chords.
Yeah.
One lady wanted 5 chords, full chords. I mean, it takes me 3 deliveries to deliver 1 chord. So you get 5 chords, what is that? Times 3, 15 deliveries.
Yeah.
West Springfield.
Yeah, that's far away.
2.5 hours from my house. What are you, nuts? You
should tell her to bring a dump truck.
Yeah, right.
Haul it yourself.
No, I don't even have that much wood.
That'd be a crazy amount.
I'm saving it for my friends and neighbors.
Yeah. But even still, like, you know, you got all these people that, you know, it tells you there's a market there that
I had no idea it would be like this.
The thing is you can't do it by yourself. That's first off.
Well, that's the other part. I'm doing it by myself.
But to that scale is what I'm saying. You can't do it by yourself to that scale because you're splitting all the wood and everything
I'm
yourself.
I'm not splitting up 100 cords of wood
a year. But even still, that's a business someone can take. Let's say you're doing Crawford County and Venango. Let's just say Venango, right? Or even Crawford County a little bit. But let's just say someone in Erie County could step up and...
They are. There's the PA firewood guy, and there's a couple of people.
But they're obviously
fairly
not,
large, but they're not. They can't keep up.
That's the problem. They can't keep up.
That's why people are calling me. They said, "Well, the other guys don't have any wood."
That's scary.
I'd say, "Uh-oh,"
because those people are using wood to burn. You know, and it's
and
a
back
business.
Last winter and this spring, my log guy ran out of logs.
Oh yeah.
So I didn't get any logs.
Oh wow.
So I'm way behind, but I'll be all right.
You know.
I just take care of my friends and neighbors.
It is a scary operation, though, because I mean, if you live on firewood alone, then it can be scary not to have wood. You know,
well, there's quite a few people down around my area that's the only way they heat their house,
right?
Firewood,
right?
And I take, you know, some places I take eight deliveries or more. You know, that's a lot of wood,
right?
And they got fairly small places, and
right.
So I don't know. I'd take care of them.
Yeah, yeah. It's a scary. Like I said, you know, I can understand why you only can do so much. But
well, there's two ways to go about it. I could just raise my price, like all my competition has.
Yeah,
they're $220 for a face court.
Oh wow,
that's delivered and dumped in your front yard or in your driveway.
Right,
dumped, not stacked. It's dumped.
Yeah.
Well, I'm $130 a face court.
I do think you need to raise your prices, though.
Yeah,
you have to. Because you're paying all the gas, you're paying, you know, repairs on your vehicle.
Well, it's just that everybody else is, you know, way, way more expensive than me, and that's why they're calling me.
Yeah. And but you also have the liberty to say no to people.
Yeah, I say, oh, I'm out of wood. Boom. That's it.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah. I don't blame you.
Well, and plus, some people are kind of rude and crude about it, you know. Say, well,
yeah.
I'd like it delivered tomorrow at 2 o'clock, you know. yeah, right, okay. If I ain't there, start without me.
that is pretty entitled, you think about it.
Yeah, all I got to do is sense stuff like that, and I'm out of wood. Forget it. I don't want to do business with
you. Yeah, I get you. I think that's a big problem in society. Do you think, this is just a cultural question, because, you know, I'm from the early 80s, I was born, and I've noticed in my own lifetime people becoming more and more entitled over the years. Do you think that's something you've noticed too? Maybe when you were younger, were people acting like this? Maybe, I don't know.
Well, you got Amazon and people where you just, you know, you can get anything you want.
Click of a button.
It's there in 2 days.
You can buy it now, hit a button, and it's be in your, on your porch or whatever, in front of your door in 2 days. Yeah, it's entitlement, yeah. They're so used to clicking a button and having the wood delivered.
Well, if they act like that with me, guess what? I ain't coming.
Or this. Here's another idea. If they say they give you an exact date and time, you know, like tomorrow at 3, say it's going to cost you $500 for a face cord. Hey, it makes your time worthwhile.
No, I don't want to do business with you.
So. Well, yeah. Well, see, that's the. Maybe I just have different views on that, you know, like. You could just charge more for people that are entitled.
I just had no idea that there would be such a crush of phone calls.
Yeah.
So many people want firewood.
Yeah.
And I'm focused on the ones that need it, not the ones that are going to sit in their house and look at it at the fireplace.
Right.
You know, the rich people, I don't really care.
Right.
You know.
It is the tough part because... I do. I think you're right on that. That the push of the button, they could have it at their house instantly.
Yeah,
they could do it.
Well, it's created a
mess. In some ways, it's good.
Go make your own firewood.
Right.
What the heck? Nobody's stopping you.
It's a lot of work. That's the problem. You have to wait. You have to wait, and that's the other problem. You know, people don't want to wait a year for the wood to dry. You know.
Yeah, it's got to dry. You got to split it. You got to stack it. You got to.
You have to babysit it. You know, you might have neighbors that might want to take your wood.
You well, know, I'm okay there. I'm pretty secluded. So.
Well, yeah. The other one is that some places are anal retentive about how you have wood. And I know this. I know a guy in Erie that he's deceased now. But when he was alive, the city of Erie was on his butt because he had, I think he had, I'm not exaggerating, he probably had 4 cords of wood because he would go through that. A year.
Yeah.
And the city of Erie was on his case that he had to get rid of it. It was a fire hazard. And he had it stacked all neat and everything. And I just remember thinking, wow, that's weird, you know?
Where's he supposed to put the wood? Well, you're not supposed to burn wood. You're not supposed to stock it up.
But like they're thinking, you know, it was stacked neatly.
You're supposed to buy electric from the Penelec or National Fuel or whatever.
And don't get me wrong, some of those reversible heat pumps have 4 coefficient of energy than natural gas, so it is way more efficient to run a reversible heat pump during the summer and winter. It can switch it back and forth and give you heat, but wood heat produces way more heat and more, you know, radiative heat than anything else.
It's a lot cheaper too.
It's a lot cheaper
if you buy it from somebody that's not too expensive.
Yeah, but
like
still,
me.
Yeah, but still, you know, that's what I'm confused by is like, you know, I was looking at the, you know, I know the guy's property had half an acre and they were being anal retentive about him having wood on his property. And I'm like, why? He's not near anybody with it. You know, it's safe.
He just ain't got nothing else to do.
I know. But that's something that's an example there. You know, we live in a society now that they want a HOA for everything. You know, they want, you know, your grass to be so high and you can't have any dandelions in your grass or. You know, it's just silly.
You know, or brown grass.
Yeah.
You know, if you mow it too close to the ground.
Right.
There's a lot of places like that.
It's goofy. That's a goofy world.
All right, let's play some weather music.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
The Real BS Show.
This is the band I'm playing in, we do a song that's about a hurricane.
Yeah.
Something about Louisiana.
Yeah, yeah. Band of Heathens did it originally, I believe. Or
yeah, let's play that. Let's play that. That's a good weather song.
All right.
There's a couple of big, heavy-duty hurricanes headed for Florida, too.
Yeah,
Or North Carolina or someplace down there.
Yeah.
And plus the ocean's starting to swallow up. There's got some really big sinkholes in the
Florida.
Off the coast of Florida. Yeah, yeah, in the Atlantic Ocean. It's getting scary.
Yeah, limestone's scary.
Oh.
Bedrock.
You know, Miami disappears. You're going to know that's where it went.
Yeah, there you go.
It's sake.
Learn to swim.
Yeah, you gotta have a life preserver everywhere you go.
All right.
Miles on a Gulf Stream, I can hear the south wind moan. Bridges getting lower, all the shrimp boats coming home. The old man down in the quarter slowly turns his head, takes a sip from his whiskey bottle, and this is what he said. I was born in the rain on the Pacha train underneath the Louisiana moon. Don't mind the strain of a hurricane, they come around every June. The high black water, devil's daughter, she's hard, she's cold, and she's mean. But nobody taught her takes a lot of water to wash away New Orleans. A man came down from Chicago, gonna set that levee right. He said, needs to be at least a 3 feet higher wall, make it through the night. But the old man down in the quarter said, don't you listen to that boy. Water be down by the morning, and he'll be back to Illinois. I was born in the rain on the Pacha train underneath the Louisiana moon. Don't mind the strain of a hurricane, we come around every June. The high black water, devil's daughter, she's hard, she's me. Nobody taught her, it takes a lot of water to wash away New Orleans. Gulf Stream, I can hear the south wind moan. Bridges getting lower, all the shrimp boats coming home. The old man down in the quarter slowly turns his head, takes a sip from his whiskey bottle, and this is what he said. I was born in the rain on the Pacha train underneath the Louisiana moon. I don't mind the strain of a hurricane, they come around every June. The high black water, devil's daughter, she's hard, she's cold, and she's mean. But nobody taught her it takes a lot of water to wash away New Orleans. Hurricane.
Yeah, that's I wasn't even paying attention.
That was Hurricane.
Hurricane?
By the band of Heathens.
Oh, well, that's, we do that song.
I was being Porky the Pig
like
there.
I like to play that song.
Yeah.
Got some pretty neat harmony parts in there. Well, it's, you know, it's getting late, so I don't know.
We're over an hour.
Yeah. Well, let's say goodbye then. And,
yeah.
Well, I don't know what we'll end with. Riders of the Storm. How
yeah.
about that?
Yeah, because you ride it that, out.
That's weather.
Yeah, you can ride it out.
Jim Morrison. This total is, idiot.
Yeah, he was a nut job. You know.
He used to be a nut job.
Yeah, I know. He was 27.
Somebody stole his gravestone out there in Paris. They found it in Seattle.
Oh, jeez. Oh, that goes figure. Seattle. You know, hey, you know, you think about it, you know, you this is a good porch listening music while it rains, isn't it? You know, this whole show.
Oh, sure.
So there we go.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone, an actor out on loan. Riders on the storm. We'll be right back.